Game 1 of the American League Championship Series, Minnesota beat California 2-1. The Twins and Angels will play Game 2 tonight in Minneapolis. The first game of the National League Championship Series takes place tonight in St. Louis, where the Cardinals take on the San Francisco Giants. Winners of the two best-of-seven League Championship Series will advance to the World Series. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
We've got to talk about these Twins. I mean, their continued success has to be a great embarrassment to their owner and his good buddy, the Commissioner of Baseball.
Well, it was a great scene last night with Bud Selig, the commissioner, being in Minneapolis, a team that he and, as you said, the owner of the Twins, Carl Pohlad, wanted to eliminate during the last winter. They tried desperately to contract both the Twins and the Montreal Expos. And one of the reasons Carl Pohlad wanted to be contracted was because Major League Baseball would have paid him $150 million to contract his team. And if he had tried to sell the team, he probably would have gotten only $75 to $100 million. So his pal Selig, who he once loaned $3 million without telling anybody, even though it's against baseball's rules, when Selig was owner of the Milwaukee Brewers, was going to help him to $150 million. Well, to make a long story short, they couldn't pull it off. The Twins played this season. They won the Central Division. Then they shocked the Oakland Athletics, who were considered heavy favorites in the division series. And here they are, as you said, one game up on the equally surprising California Angels in this championship series. Somebody's going to make a movie out of this, Bob. The only thing I know is it won't be Disney, because Disney owns the Angels.
They're all surprises, all four of them.
Yeah, they all are. They all played on the road, did not have home field advantage in the first round. The Angels beat the Yankees, who have been the dominant team in baseball for the last 8 years, just crushed them in four games, easily could have swept the series, played like the Yankees used to play before they got old and slow. This is a team that lost 98 games a year ago and turned around and won 99 this year. And then in the National League, the Cardinals have been through, you know, to hell and back this year. First, their great broadcaster Jack Buck died, and then a week later, Darryl Kyle, 33 years old, inexplicably dies in his sleep in his hotel room. They've had to deal with all of that, plus numerous injuries. Andy Benes, who started the third game of the first round series for them, was ready to retire during the season because he had so many injuries. And then the San Francisco Giants, Barry Bonds, finally, in his sixth try, comes through and plays well in postseason, and they upset the Atlanta Braves, who had the best record in the National League this year.
Angels went from 64 wins last season to 99 this season.
Yeah, and again, that's a remarkable turnaround. And Mike Socha, their manager, really instilled an attitude in them. Called them all in when they were 6-14 and said, "I want you to know we're not making any trades. You're our team. You're who we're going with." And from that point on, they took off. And guys had turnaround years, but the symbol of this Angels team has to be their shortstop, David Eckstein, who claims to be 5'8". And no one thinks he's nearly that tall. And he was a walk-on in college, didn't even get a scholarship. And he's their leadoff hitter, and he sets the table for everything they do every night.
Where are the Yankees? Where are the Braves?
The Yankees and Braves are on the golf course, or will be shortly. The Yankees got old, Bob, especially their starting pitching. I think you would have been about the youngest starter on the staff had you been with them this year. And that's going to be very hard for them to revamp, because they're paying these old guys, Roger Clemens and Mike Mussina, who's a little bit younger, and Orlando Hernandez, a lot of money. So that'll be difficult. The Braves had a great season. Nobody picked them to win this year. The Mets, who ended up last, were picked to win their division. And when they get to postseason, Glavine and Maddux, their two great pitchers, just don't seem to get people out the way they do in the regular season.
Yeah, well, they'll just go out and buy more guys.
Well, the Braves won't, because the Braves are owned by AOL. And you may have noticed that AOL stock hasn't been doing so well this year. And Glavine and Maddux are both free agents, and the word is they will not be able to re-sign both of them. So it'll be very interesting. The Braves have been in postseason 11 straight years to see where they are next season.
So who's in the World Series?
Well, if there's a God, Bob, the Cardinals make it because they deserve it for all they've gone through. And Barry Bonds and Jeff Kent, the Giants' two superstars, are terrible guys, so we root against them. And the Twins go there and win so that Bud Selig has to present the World Series trophy to Carl Pohlad. That would be the best scene in years in baseball.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein. His new book, The Punch, One Night, Two Men, and the Fight That Changed Basketball, will be published later this month.